Good evening and welcome to The Buck Stops here. We're looking at the Rajya Sabha polls, taking a close look at what's going on ahead of tomorrow. It's going to be a tough fight for some candidates, certainly. But let's first go across to my colleague Alok Pandey, who joins us from Lucknow. There are developments taking place in Lucknow which could impact Kapil Sibal's election to the Rajya Sabha. Alok, what do you have for us? What's going on?
There was a Vidhan Parishad, which is the Legislative Council elections today, and in very simple terms, there were 14 candidates for 13 seats. Now, the BJP was trying to push together two candidates. It did not have the numerical strength to push together both. You need 29 candidates, 29 votes to win one seat. For the second candidate, it needed 17 people from other parties to vote for it. That hasn't happened. The second candidate has lost. How does it impact Mr. Sibal's election? Because the BJP was hoping that this would be a trial run for tomorrow. If they could get the 17 votes today, then perhaps tomorrow they could get at least 25 or more votes for Preeti Mahapatra too, the BJP-backed independent candidate who's taking on Kapil Sibal. Now, it seems that the BJP, at least in the Vidhan Parishad elections, has suffered a setback. It hasn't managed to get those 17 votes, so will it manage to get over 25 tomorrow? That's now a big challenge for the party, and perhaps Kapil Sibal can breathe a little easy.
Thanks very much for joining us with all those details. Well, as we've been saying, these Rajya Sabha elections that are taking place tomorrow across 15 states and amidst controversy, a cash for vote scandal in Karnataka, defiant legislators in Haryana and surprise independent candidates who've upset the apple cart in UP. In fact, there's an extra candidate in at least six states, and their presence forcing a contest has also opened up scope for all sorts of pulls and pressures. As political parties are in a last-minute scramble to get the numbers they need, the question is whether the Congress will be able to retain its majority in the upper house, and if so, by how many seats. Parliament has seen several bills fall by the wayside over politics, passed in one house and blocked by the other.
A one-line resolution was passed, leaving the entire matter to the Congress President. The Congress Legislative Party of Haryana will support Shri R.K. Anand.
The announcement to back high-profile lawyer R.K. Anand came at the regular press briefing. The Congress had been divided over supporting Anand, who is contesting against BJP-backed media baron Subhash Chandra. This meeting of all the 17 Congress MLAs was convened at the Congress headquarters to resolve the differences. Anand has the support of 19 lawmakers of Indian National Lok Dal, or INLD, but needed 11 more votes for a Rajya Sabha win. That's why he came to the Congress to plead his case.
Shri R. K. Anand ne Sonia Gandhi ke netritv mein aur Rahul Gandhi ji ke netritv mein aastha vyakt ki hai, jo wo faisla karenge sabko maanya hoga.
While the Congress plays kingmaker in Haryana, the situation is quite different in crucial states of Uttar Pradesh and Karnataka, where the party has to depend on the support of others to see their nominees through. In Congress-ruled Karnataka, where MLAs were seen asking money in a sting operation, the challenge for the ruling party is to ensure that 14 independent lawmakers vote for their third nominee. Congress numbers allow only two Rajya Sabha members from Karnataka, and a third nominee can come through only with the help of independent lawmakers who had earlier pledged their support to Devegowda. Clearly, the suspense for the high-stakes Rajya Sabha battle will be on until Saturday evening. Sandeep Phukan, NDTV.
Right, well, to talk about these elections and the prospects they hold for all political parties concerned, we're being joined in the studio by Tom Vadakkan, spokesperson of the Congress Party. We have Aman Sinha of the BJP joining us from his office. We also have from the Janata Dal Secular, Danish Ali, who's the General Secretary and the spokesperson, and senior journalist Sankarshan Thakur to help us decode what the politics around the Rajya Sabha polls really are all about. Tom Vadakkan, let me actually open this with you, because it's really about the Congress retaining its hold in the Rajya Sabha. whether that's something that's to the detriment of legislation right now or not, given the fact that there's so much stuck, that's a separate question. But today there's been some news that indicates two things. One, that the Congress will back R.K. Anand in Haryana, and two, there might be a glimmer of hope for Kapil Sibal in spite of the independent that's come in and upset the apple cart in UP.
Well, our calculation is that we will be able to retain the numbers we have. And according to available sources, Mr. R. K. Anand is, though officially the announcement is to come tomorrow morning, then Kapil Sibal ji also should pull through. The mathematics is there. I mean, this, what reports we are getting from the grassroots clearly indicates that I think the numbers are there. So I don't think we're very, very worried about this whole thing. Yes, there has been all sort of disputes coming up on independent candidates, why this person, why that person. We have taken a position that secular candidates who have been supportive of our policy line and who have a connect with the party earlier, and they belong to the Congress family, we have supported them. And we believe that they will support us in the Rajya Sabha on issues, policies, and positions of the party from time to time.
Okay, let me bring both Aman Sinha and Danish Ali as well into this. Aman Sinha, you know, the independent candidates that are being backed by the BJP, there's a very clear reason for why that's being done. In fact, states where there need not have been a heated contest is going to see that take place, and many say that kind of opening up really paves the way for all sorts of pulls and pressures on legislators. We've seen 14 legislators from Karnataka being wined and dined in Maharashtra. We're seeing the BJP also looking at the independents they're backing in various states. Your views on it before we get the JDS in.
So Maya, you're right to the extent that it was the Congress party who took all these 14 independent MLAs from Karnataka into a five-star hotel in Mumbai. This is nothing short of allurement. And, you know, the evidence is there in the public domain. It is there for everybody to see. BJP has never indulged into horse trading. It is the Congress party which has the dubious distinction of whether it was cash for votes or n number of such, you know, episodes of rampant horse trading. I'm not going into the details. But as far as our candidates are concerned, we are very confident of their victories. There may be some independent candidates who are there. Obviously, our political opponents, if they are in fray, we are not expected to support our political opponents, so to speak. So if there are any independents, they are trying their luck, they are taking a chance, that's all right. But as far as BJP is concerned, our candidates for Rajya Sabha as well as our MLAs, we are very sure and confident about them. And it is for, you know, other parties to introspect, because the way they are trying to allure independent MLAs and MLAs from other parties, that is something which is very unfortunate and something which Election Commission should take note of.
Okay, I'm going to get Tom Barakan to respond to that very quickly before we bring the JDS in.
Yeah, it's very interesting to see him preach about horse trading. Where did it all start from? Himachal Pradesh. I'm not going into the figures. What was done there, we have recordings of it, but we are not in the habit of making CDs and putting it in public domain. It is a political party. We are part of this country. We do not get to that level of kind of manufacturing CDs and going into public domain. We know why these CDs were made. Himachal is one story where the statistics will be shocking to this country.
Maya,
you have that in happening in Uttarakhand. They did that there. Then
Maya,
they are trying
I can barely
to do
hear
it in every
what
state.
Mr. Madakan is
unfortunate
saying
indeed.
Seems to be
and
some
they are talking about high pedestrians.
But let me say that it was the Congress party who took these 14 MLAs to Maharashtra
and put
them up in a five-star hotel. If this is not allurement, what else is?
All right, fair point.
And now they have cheeks to come around and, you know, castigate other parties.
Fair point. And you've said your audio is not working. We're going to get that checked out
none
in a
of
moment.
Their, none Mr. of their
Aman
candidates.
Sinha, before we bring, and we'll bring Danish Ali into it. Danish Ali, Karnataka really in the center of this Rajya Sabha election, a cash for vote scandal in Karnataka. You know, the point is, Rajya Sabha is meant to be the upper house. The legislators are meant to be electing their representatives in the Rajya Sabha on the basis of ideology, on the basis of conviction, on the basis of the needs of politics and parliament, not on individual financial need. I mean, what is this cash for vote scandal? How does it happen in Karnataka?
Maya, see, just now you have mentioned Haryana case. Everybody knows what is going on in Haryana. Both the national parties are backing money bags, people. On Karnataka, the people have been caught on camera. But election, we have demanded the countermand of the election, but unfortunately, both BJP and Congress got together and they pressurized the election commission. The election commission has not countermanded the election. Today, the council polls has taken place in Karnataka. 14 independents you are talking about.
Maya.
The Chief Minister of Karnataka said these 14 independents are associate members of Congress party. Senior leader of the Congress said in Delhi these 14 independents are the associate members of the Congress party. But today in the council election, the BJP and Congress both got together and Congress and independents have transferred their vote to back the second candidate of BJP. BJP has won two candidates in a council seat today. They were having only 44 votes, but they need minimum 29 votes to win one seat. Six, from where they have got the 60 votes today.
Okay.
And tomorrow, the same voters are going to vote in Rajya Sabha elections. So it has been exposed that to destroy a regional party, both these national parties get together. They don't want to allow to bring the electoral reforms.
Okay.
10 years, right. UPA was sitting, Congress was sitting on electoral reforms. Now BJP is sitting on electoral reforms. That's why the law minister from last 4 days were making a statement. No, Karnataka poll should not be countermanded. He was towing the line of the Congress. The people have lost faith. Today, seeing everything on camera,
okay.
And the election.
All right, Danish Ali, I'm going to bring Sankarshan Thakur into this. Sankarshan, you've been listening to the debate. You know, it's really a tutu meme that's going on over here. Now, we're used to it when it comes to the Lok Sabha polls, assembly elections in various states. But there seems to be this notion that the Rajya Sabha polls, at least the dignity of the upper house should be kept in mind when this is going on. I mean, this election seems to have put absolute paid to the dignity of the upper house.
Maya, I might sound cynical, but this has happened to Rajya Sabha elections for a long, long, long time. I think since much before I began journalism about 30 years ago. I mean, you know, each Rajya Sabha election becomes a playing field for money bags, for cross voting, for all kinds of behind the scene bargaining. I mean, strangely enough, in the Rajya Sabha election or in council elections in the states with bicameral legislatures, the strange systemic thing is that political parties become afraid of being disabled by their own strengths. You know, they cannot depend on their own MLAs to vote the way they would. And the thing is, it's an open vote. Despite a whip being, enforced, you cannot, the anti-defection law does not apply. And so all manner of games go on. And they go on, pretty brazenly, I have to say.
Okay.
And they're still going on and they're going to go on tomorrow.
Yeah, and I want Tom Vadakkan to respond. We're trying to get Aman Sinha's line back. There's some audio problem with him. But, you know, the BJP is raising a valid point. It's in a sense, when both of you, as the BJP and the Congress, trade charges of horse trading, it's the pot calling the kettle black. It is the Congress that is wining and dining 14 Karnataka MLA sitting in Maharashtra. What is the need for that? You are talking about the Congress now having put its weight behind the INLD candidate in Haryana, R.K. Anand, the disgraced lawyer. What kind of message are you sending out? I don't think it's the answer to the BJP's attack is a counter-attack. I think the Congress needs to introspect as well on all this.
Maya, the issue that you're holding against us is that I'm not aware of the fact that they are in the hotels or being wined or dined, whatever be it. The circumstances are very clear. We would not like our MLAs to be prey, like Shankar Singh said just now. They become prey. They come, these money bags arrive, they come there. We have seen that in Himachal Pradesh. We have been able to counter that. We have seen that in Uttarakhand. They have been doing that. So we have to keep our MLAs out from the reach of these vultures who are out there. I'm sorry, I'm using but a strong word. I'm fully aware that so these vultures are there with money bags.
Okay, we'll give
our
everyone
people
a chance to speak. All right, Danish Ali, you were trying to get in there. We'll get Aman Sinha as well. Make your point to Tom Vadakkan before we move on, very quickly. Danish Ali, you were trying to interrupt Tom Vadakkan.
I'm saying,
go ahead.
Yes, what I am saying is, what Tom Dagan is saying, what BJP is doing in Himachal and Uttarakhand or Arunachal, the same thing Congress is doing with Janata Dal Secular in Karnataka. They are destroying JDS. Today, JDS 4 MLAs have cross-voted.
All right, okay. See, JDS 4 MLAs have cross-voted. Aman Sinha respond.
Maya.
Yeah,
this, with this unethical means, Congress should not maintain their strength in Rajya Sabha.
Okay, Maya, they should not maintain
their strength.
All right, Danish Ali, all right. Aman Sinha, please, if you can also respond, because as I told Tom Vadakkan, I'm saying exactly the same thing to you. The BJP and the Congress trade these charges back and forth. They're both equally guilty of it, of trying to influence.
No, BJP is not guilty of any charges, Maya. It was the Congress party which was trying to unduly influence MLAs, whether it was in Uttarakhand or Arunachal Pradesh or wherever. And in many of these states, you have everything on record.
He's,
you know, there have been some video, audio footage also, which has been there.
Himachal
and
Pradesh
nowhere BJP
is
involved. Everywhere
was.
Fingers are pointing towards the Congress party. And here, in fact, in this case, Maya, in the present Rajya Sabha elections, The Congress party has admittedly taken away 14 independent MLAs to a 5-star hotel in Mumbai, and they are putting them up until the date of election. Now, clearly, that is a case for allurement and something to take election commission, they should take cognizance of. And BJP is nowhere involved. In fact, we have been working in the most fair, transparent and legitimate manner.
All right, Aman Sinha, one moment, gentlemen, Sankarshan, come in.
Maya, all that I'm trying to say is that malpractice in Rajya Sabha elections in particular, which is a slightly more closed election compared to the other, public ones, is very democratic and, dare I say, very secular. All parties do it. And they keep pointing fingers at each other, and in the process, they're not bothered about how exposed they themselves are. Each of these party spokesmen who are on the program today, their respective parties have done this. It's almost become fair game, and we have such a great illustration from from very recently. How does a man
sorry,
like Vijay Mallya
to paint everybody Sankarshan from the same brush will not be fair. It is the Congress party which was involved in cash for votes, and if you see the evidence in all these states, whether it was Uttarakhand or Arunachal, all fingers were pointing towards Uttarakhand.
Where did the money come from?
They were illegal. It is the Congress party which has taken away these 14 independent MLAs from out, taken them out to Mumbai.
Okay, Aman Sinha, you made your point. You're repeating that point.
Putting them up in a 5-star hotel, that is allurement.
Okay, Sankarshan, 30 seconds to respond to Aman Sinha.
I'm sorry, Aman.
Yes, because I'm responding
party.
Be it the BJP or the Congress or other smaller parties, bigger parties, the SP, the BSP, all of them in this are guilty of jiggery pokery, of all kinds of jiggery pokery. I mean, how does Vijay Mallya become member of Rajya Sabha? What is his political record? What is the political record of the aspiring member from UP? Miss Mahapatra. I mean, what great political record does she have that she wants to become a Rajya
Sabha
member?
I will tell you.
If you see Maya, if you see her
they
nominee,
they are entitled to contest. We cannot.
Yes, of course they are entitled to contest. Of course,
we are not obliged to support our political opponents in an election.
16 BJP, and across the parties, she has got nominees.
Yeah.
How has she got nominees? Why does a political party member cross vote? I'm telling you, why do they cross vote? Is it on a matter of principle? If they are on a matter of principle against their parent party, they should quit.
As far as BJP is concerned, let me categorically say
why
that if anybody defies the wave, then party will take a strong view of it.
Well, you should. Every party should.
Yeah,
but the past record hasn't suggested that kind of
action against
party
those
president
who
has also stated.
Also,
so.
Aman Sinha, the point that Sankarshan is raising about people like Preeti Mahapatra, sure,
yes,
she's an industrialist's wife. She wants to be a Rajya Sabha MP, and so she's being backed by the. What are her political credentials? Why should anybody even think of someone like her in the Rajya Sabha?
Maya, you will please excuse me because my EP audio is poor, but I perhaps gather that you are asking about a candidate from UP,
yes.
Preeti Mahapatra. Let
you
me
gather,
say
right?
that if independent candidates contest, we cannot stop them.
No,
and
we are not
obliged to support our political opponents. If there are some independent candidates, then party functionaries, if there are any residual votes,
but by the same token,
the party MLAs will take a view.
But
as far as we are concerned, our candidates are clearly and squarely in position to emerge victorious. And all our MLAs are going to support them.
Yeah, this isn't about your candidates emerging victorious. This is about a contest that's been forced in Uttar Pradesh. But come back to the larger point, Tom Barakan. You were saying that you were trying to basically keep your flock together. Now, independent MLAs are not necessarily part of the Congress's flock.
You see, essentially, we select our people. Our decision is, I think you're referring to Haryana. Now, let me be very candid enough. His background is that of a Congress family. He has been associated with the Congress Party.
Mr. Sinha, you can't interrupt everyone all the time. Just a moment, we'll come back to you in a second.
He has been with the Congress family. He has met the Congress leaders and said he's in line on the secular issues and is going to support us in Parliament.
Yeah.
And he has a credential as a good lawyer, and why not? If he's part of the family, he's an independent, he must be backed by others. But ultimately, the whole electoral battle is about the numbers. If he gets the numbers and he follows the line and policy of our party, and he's been associated with our party, he's also been associated with our media committee at long back, and I remember we have worked together. So if there's a person of that standing, why not? If he's independent today, we'll support him.
Right, okay. Aman Sinha, respond to that. Yeah.
No, Maya, I was only briefly mentioning that there is some problem with the EP. No, I was only mentioning and responding to, you know, what Mr. Vadakkan said with respect to, you know, keeping his flock together. Independents are part of his flock, but his own MLAs are not a part of that. They have not taken their Congress MLAs there. So, therefore, there is an inherent contradiction in what Mr. Vadakkan is saying. Obviously, they are not bound by the Congress whip. And
but
so, therefore, what he's saying is self-contradictory and a self-defeatist argument.
Okay, I'm going to bring
and
this
he's
back
just
to
trying to create an alibi and just in guise of, you
okay,
know, keeping this flock together, they are indulging into rampant horse trading.
Okay, well,
we are protecting them from money bags, you know, who are hanging around the hotels.
Money bags, flock together, independent MLAs clearly are not independent. I mean, it seems to be a myth to even call them that. Sankarshan,
what Congress has done in Karnataka, they have also filled a money bag candidate
yes,
in Karnataka.
Congress
That's why the AICC was God. Unable to announce.
Okay.
Why are you so worried?
The election commission
took cognizance of all your
BJP, the Congress, and the JDS. I'm going to come back to Sankarshan. We have 30 seconds left. Sankarshan, I want you to wrap this up for us because fundamentally we're looking at so many things. As you're pointing out, maybe you're being cynical, but this is not the first time it's happened, and it certainly doesn't seem like this. If this debate is anything to go by, that it will be the last. You're talking about cross voting, you're talking about influence, peddling influence, really, in a manner of speaking. At the end of it all, we're looking at a situation where politics is now being held ransom legislation is being held ransom to this kind of politics that we're seeing in the Rajya Sabha. The need for one party to retain its majority in order to block the ruling party in the Lok Sabha. Is that really going to be what governs the way Rajya Sabha functions?
I think it is the right of every political party and every politician to try and win.
Yeah.
It is the right of every ruling party and opposition to act like ruling and opposition party. I mean, I don't see anything wrong with that.
Yeah.
But when you employ unfair means, and when money becomes so much part of how you go about achieving these ends, is where the problem lies. This election, the metaphor of this election is the kind of nominees that the independent candidate in UP has got.
Yeah.
16 from the BJP and 5 other bigger and smaller parties. Now, new player in UP jumping into, the rough and tumble of politics for the first time,
get this kind of
nomination across the
board? I think
board.
That's a fair question.
Please tell me.
I think that's a fair question, and while Sankarshan is making the point that every political party has the right to fight to win, I think the way that fight is conducted really is something that certainly you would expect the politicians in the upper house to sort of weigh in on. We're out of time. Tomorrow is the Rajya Sabha election. 6 states, many interesting contests. We'll have to see what ultimately happens tomorrow when the polling takes place. We'll wrap it at that. That's all on the Buck Stops here tonight. Thanks for watching.